Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to CBS Sports Radio, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. DA with you. As always, you can watch the show, the simulcast going on at WatchDA.com as we speak. And joining us is one of the most important members of the Cowboys defense. Dallas is 3-4 with a big game coming up on Monday night against the Tennessee Titans. He made his first Pro Bowl in 2017, second team All-Pro as well, and one of the most important pieces of the strength of the Cowboys. It's DeMarcus Lawrence joining us this morning on the show. DeMarcus, good morning.
Good morning, DA. How you doing?
I'm doing great, my man. Thanks so much for joining us. And you know, the Cowboys for a long time were known for their offense, and their defense took a back seat. And now it feels like it's flipped. People keep talking about how the Cowboys' defense is the strength. You've been there for that transition. Do you take pride in that fact?
Absolutely. You know, we put in our blood, sweat, and tears each and every day, and, you know, taking the back seat, you know, it's not an option, not in this game, period. You have to wake up every morning with a fresh mind and have that relentless spirit to go out there and get the job done. And, you know, over the last couple of years, we had all the right pieces, but, you know, those fundamentals and that, you know, the effort was not always there. So just having a bunch of guys around us, you know, that loves the game, that loves going out there each and every day and playing it the right way, it brings a lot of pride out you.
You guys have had a couple of really big performances, specifically blowing out the Jacksonville Jaguars a couple of weeks ago, 40-7. But it's been tough for your team to get on any type of win streak. It feels like it's one game forward, one game back, which is why you guys sit at a game under 500. What's the key for you guys to string a couple of wins together starting this week?
Right. The main thing is that, you know, stop listening to all the social networks and all the media because, you know, all the negative energy that is portrayed on us, it can really, you know, get to you. But the main thing is keeping the main thing, and the main thing is playing the game. So that's all we need to do is, you know, go out there, work on our reps, take in consideration that, you know, we're not great and we got to get better each and every day. So that's the main thing is going out there and being the best we can be.
DeMarcus Lawrence joins us from the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys got a game coming up against the Titans, a big one. Both teams are 3-4 coming up on Monday night. That negativity you talk about, do you think that it's more in Dallas because of the popularity of the franchise and the types of media and fans that kind of flock to the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, this is a huge organization and one of the best in sports. And I believe, you know, with that comes a lot of attention. With that comes, you know, haters, you know, all the unnecessary things to pull you down. But it's really about understanding yourself, understanding your team, and being true to yourself. So that's what we try to do here, you know, hopefully, you know, and we're going to keep working. And y'all see on Monday that we'll break 500.
You know, I'll tell you, a lot of people are hoping in Dallas that the Cowboys sign you to a long-term deal, lock you up. What do you think? Is that something that's on your mind as you work your way through the second half of the season?
To be honest with you, it's not. You know, once you start playing timid and trying to make every play or, you know, playing out of position, that's when a lot of injuries hurt. So, like I said, I'm going to stay true to the game. And if I'm out there lined up, then I'm going to play to the best of my abilities and not have that weary heart that about a contract, because God got a plan and the contract will come when it comes.
The one thing I'll say about the NFC East is it feels, even where you guys are right now, the division title is within striking distance. Neither the Washington or Philadelphia is running away with anything right now. So for you guys, even though you're sub 500, looking to get back to 500 this Monday, does it feel like, you know what, we do have a chance? The door is open for us to get to the postseason.
Oh, right. And that's the main thing, you know, that door was never closed, and it's still early in the season, so ain't no need for us to stress, you know, and go out here and, you know, poop on ourselves because we're so stressed. And the main thing is, you know, just going out here and being us and, you know, playing great ball on defense and playing great ball on offense and being able to capitalize in great situations to win games. So,
Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence joining us here on the show. A couple of weeks ago, we're on in Boise, Idaho on 93.1 The Ticket there. And a couple of weeks ago, they invited me out to come see my first Boise State Broncos football game at Albertson Stadium. Unfortunately, it was the loss to San Diego State. But boy, what a city, what a community, what a football atmosphere. You played two phenomenal years there at Boise State. What was that experience like?
Oh, it's amazing. I say one of the top experiences of my life being to playing on that blue field, you know, with the great fans around us. It's a great opportunity to be able to go to Boise, like you said, see the beautiful scenery and the fresh air. I mean, Boise is a great city, and I love it to the day I die.
Yeah, man, I could understand why. It's just a great place to seemingly play your college ball. So you have partnered with Snickers to bring the sacking challenge to life for Operation Gratitude. Tell our listeners about this.
Oh, yeah. So Snickers approached me with a challenge. And if y'all guys follow my career, y'all know I never back down from a challenge. And the challenge was if I get a sack on Monday night, they'll send over 20,000 sacks of Snickers. It's kind of like a tongue twister. I don't know why it says sacks, but yeah, it's 20 sacks of Snickers to troops overseas. And how Operation Gratitude is helping us is they've been doing this for a while, and their mission was, you know, to serve and thank all our nation troops, veterans, and first responders. So Operation Gratitude will get together every year and send over 300,000 care packages to our troops over the world, and they're doing an amazing job at that. So I appreciate Operation Gratitude for helping me and Snickers be able to do this challenge. Yeah, but that was the main thing, and Snickers, you know, hit me with, you know, sack a quarterback, and we'll give all these Snickers to our troops. And, you know, I was like, wow, man, this is a great opportunity, you know, for me to go out here and complete this challenge and, you know, make our troops happy. So I'm grateful and, you know, honored to be able to do this for our country.
One sack by DeMarcus Lawrence of a Tennessee Titans quarterback coming up on Monday night, and 20,000 sacks of Snickers goes to our troops overseas, which is awesome. Do you feel any pressure going into Monday night?
Oh, no. You know, that's what I said. You got to let all the worries leave out of your body and, you know, go play free. They wanted to hit me with the challenge that they didn't think I would, you know, go and do it. So, you know, it's just another challenge for me in my daily life. And you guys to believe that Coach Marinelli is going to say one is not good enough.
Yeah, he's going to be saying, more sacks of Snickers, more sacks of Snickers. Let's go get him, DeMarcus. Go get him, Tank. DeMarcus Lawrence joining us here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Monday night, the Cowboys of the Titans will lock horns, and a sack for DeMarcus Lawrence triggers 20,000 sacks of Snickers sent across seas for the troops, which is so cool. DeMarcus, congratulations on the season so far. Go get them on Monday night. This is a great cause and a great Operation Gratitude, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
I appreciate you, DA. It's nice talking to you.
Back at you. DeMarcus Lawrence joining us this morning on the show. When we come back here on the program, a little sound check, your best audio of the day, including a rival coach of the Steelers saying Pittsburgh's better without Le'Veon Bell. DA, CBS Sports Radio, and right now your sports update. Here's Andrew Bogish.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.